Quick rant of truth on the scales of truth with Tyson Harley, and I'm kind of screwing up my own concept because it's about the fifth time I've tried to record this quick rant of truth, just because here and there I find some things I don't like. So what today's quick rant of truth is going to be about is a news article that is about, quote, science. So one of my main focuses for my critical eye on society is when I see the word science being used, and then we realize, no, it's not. Okay, use your brain just a little bit. It's the marketing arm, the marketing department leading the science department. The science finds something, and it's okay, it's something. Or maybe somebody else's science finds something. And then a marketing department goes, I wonder if we can use that. And then I wonder if we can just make an ad campaign around it where we overstate what this can do, where we try to get people to take this as a standard that is absolutely golden, PCR testing being the perfect example. I'll get into that really quickly. But first, I want to tell you the article I'm going to cover is, it's not even that it's new. It's just that it's an interesting case study for this purposes. This purpose, and you're not going to believe it. Can I just lead with, you're not going to believe what they did. Basically, in the middle of all this, after all the propaganda of PCR testing, in order to come to this headline, Pfizer says COVID-19 vaccine is looking 90% effective. This is from 11/9/2020, an AP report by Linda Johnson and Lauren Neergaard. So when I say, as a quick aside, marketing leading science, even the inventor of the PCR testing said that's not what this is for. It was just to quickly multiply something. So marketing leads science this way. Science would say, well, I mean, you can multiply it, but if you want to be really any indicator of how much somebody has in their system, you would then say, okay, well, we can detect what's in the system, or at least it's a good guess what's in the system, and then we can multiply it. And if we keep track of how many times we multiply it to give it to a given line, then we can do the division and say how much was there to begin with. We don't know how much is there to begin with, but we can imply it by, if it took 10 multiplications to get to 100, then it must have been 10 to begin with. So that's good information. Or if it took 100 to get to 100, there was only one to begin with. So instead, PCR testing just says, has an arbitrary line to cross, and the results don't say, but it took you this long, and so this is this many magnifications, and so this is how much you had in your blood. Major problem, marketing ahead of science. So let's get into this one. It says, yes, Pfizer says COVID-19 vaccine is looking 90% effective. This is 11/9/2020, as I said. And the announcement, speaking of non-science, less than a week after a presidential election that was seen as a referendum on President Donald Trump's handling of the crisis. No, it was not. That was not any part of the main conversation. It was, does Trump get back in, or are we electing Biden? That was it. There was no referendum. Donald Trump was absolutely as pro-virus vaccination as anybody was. He was trying to take credit for it. He's pro-vaccination cheerleader up to this date. So this has nothing to do with anything. He didn't handle it in any way different, except that he didn't take on dictatorial powers, probably because he advised he wasn't supposed to take on dictatorial powers because he's a president, not a dictator. Yes, he could have through executive orders. They've been abused and abused more and more over decades. But the fact that he didn't choose to take on executive, and honestly, had he, the other side of the aisle would have then had a reason, would have complained about it. So yes, there's the little editorial narrative in there. And I'm a libertarian, but come on, man. So here we are. Bill Gruber, Pfizer's senior vice president. We're very encouraged. We're in a position potentially to be able to offer some more hope. Okay, sure, Bill, whatever you think. And yet, it doesn't mean the vaccine is imminent. The interim analysis from an independent data monitoring board looked at 94 infections recorded so far in a study that has enrolled nearly 44,000 people. That's as far as we ever get to knowing the details on this. What does that mean? Were half of them control? How long did it take? How many people were involved to to get the 94 infections? Are all 44,000 people already going and we're already in the measurement for the 94? What percentage of this has been done? Because 94 infections recorded so far, if you have a decent sized control group, makes me wonder whether this hasn't just barely got started. And in fact, it does say it's partial, right? Interim analysis. Some participants got the vaccine, others got dummy shots. We don't know anything about the numbers, and they don't tell us anything. What is 90%? And oh, by the way, they say, oh, even revealing such early data is highly unusual. Oh, you don't say. But remember, all gloves are off because we have now dropped all semblance of control over the idea of, no, obviously, big government and the entirety of society can't be the marketing arm of a single industry. No, they've learned, shoot, we can get Medicaid to cover things 100%. 100. I have a quick aside with Kim where I said to her, her family's had a restaurant and hopefully will again. I said, can you imagine if you got to tell people, hey, just come into our restaurant, it's 100% covered, nothing, no, zero out of your pocket, zero out of your pocket. Do you think that maybe her traffic might increase a little bit? Do you understand the level of market manipulation that the government, if you believe it's the government and not out of your own pocket, you fools, if the government pays something 100%? So yes, revealing such early data is highly unusual, but I'll bet it won't be as unusual anymore. So Dr. Jesse Goodman of Georgetown University, former chief of the FDA's vaccine division, and therefore explaining why he gives such a ridiculously cheerleader answer, says, we need to see the data, but this is extremely promising. No, it's not extremely promising because you don't have the data. You have no idea how far along this is. It's a measly 94 infections out of 44,000 people. What are you talking about? The real answer is we need to see the data. And then he says, yeah, but he ticked off many questions still to be answered, including how long the vaccine's effects last and whether it protects older people as well as younger people. You know what else is still left to be answered? Whether it's effective or not. And I'm not even saying that it wasn't going to end up being, but at that point in time, that the question was not answered. So then he says, someone else with a cooler head, Marilyn Addo, head of the Tropical Medicine Unit at UKE Hospital in Hamburg, Germany, says, it's an interesting first signal. She's being generous. It's interesting in the euphemism of, oh, okay, well, they said something and I was told to respond. So I guess it's interesting. I mean, there's nothing here. So I don't know. Oh, and speaking of more propaganda, ooh, global markets, which were buoyed by the victory of President-elect Joe Biden. No one's ever been buoyed by Joe Biden. That's almost like saying people were excited to vote for John McCain. They weren't. Oh, the global markets exploded on the news from Pfizer. Major markets in Europe where infections have soared were up 5%. Spoiler, I want to tell you again, how did they test that they were soared? Because amazingly, something really strange happens with that whole idea. How do they know whether infections were soared? Seems like they had to measure them in some way. So wait for it. And the U.S. Dow futures also rose 5%, and we're up about 1,400 points just over 2 hours before the opening bell. If anything tells you that the stock market doesn't need much and they don't need much detail, that does. 90% of what? We still don't know. We still don't know what their 90% are. And I can tell you reading the rest of the article, they don't explain it. But Trump says, yeah, all right, stock market up big. Yeah, woo, 90%, yeah. So just reiterating that he's been a vaccine cheerleader all the time. So it being a referendum, my ass. Okay, and here's Pfizer chairman and CEO Alberta Burla. Albert Burla. I am very happy, but at the same time, sometimes I have tears in my eyes when I realize this is the end of 9 months, day and night work of so many people and how many people, billions invested hopes on this. I never thought it would be 90%. It's not, jackass. We don't know anything yet. And it is not the end of anything. This is the end of so much work. 9 months, day and night work. No, you're 9 months into it. It's not the end of anything because you don't know anything yet. And of course, they reference Dr. Demon Fierci. That's my name for him. Because we can't have anything about COVID without acting like he does know his ass from a hole in the ground when he does not. Fauci basically says no less than what a four-year-old could say. You could be safer. You know what? You could be safer. Maybe the tires should be four-inch walls. Yeah, because then they're less likely to blow up on the road. And if you don't blow up on the road because you're less likely, then maybe you don't lose control of your car. So, you know what? Five-inch tire walls would be better than these, two-thirds-inch. Why, obviously, you could be safer. For such a fucking expert, all this jackass can ever say is, you could be safer, there's still a risk, you know. He's an asshole. Okay, so then they talk about other stuff. And now they get into some details. They say, hey, guess what? Volunteers in the final stage studies and the researchers don't know who received the real vaccine or a dummy shot. How big was the control group? Are you going to tell us? How many people were a part of getting to the 100, to the 94? How many? A week after their second required dose, Pfizer's study began counting the numbers who developed COVID-19 symptoms and were confirmed to have the coronavirus. Stop right there. I'm going to give you a thought. I'm going to give you a chance to think through this so you can see if you can go, what the? Here it is. Pfizer's study began counting the number who developed COVID-19 symptoms and were confirmed to have the coronavirus. Okay. It might be molecularly confirmed. Remember, I've talked about this in videos where this is how we knew that 35 and above, just like Fierci could recite to other virologists on This Week in Virology, but wouldn't bother to emphasize it to the whole world, that above 35 cycles, it's dead nucleotides, period. In order to have studies that understand that, you have to check for the molecules. Are they actually there if somebody tests positive? So were they confirmed to have the coronavirus via PCR testing, or was it via, molecular, or was it truly there? Was it in the culture? Was it live culture? Was it there? And so we don't know that, but we know, I'm going to say again, think about this. Pfizer's study began counting the number who developed COVID-19 symptoms. I'm going to repeat the basis for saying this is 90% effective by comparing it to a control group. And even the basis for saying, hey, not many people got it once they were vaccinated, were whether or not they developed symptoms. What did we hear 2 months into this? 90% up to are asymptomatic, but we decided we'd count them and blame them and change the world because we changed from severe cases and deaths to just whether we could call them cases. And not only did we change the entire planet because of effing cases skyrocketing, allegedly, then we blame the people who are asymptomatic because they went to Target, then this person got it from Target, as though we really know there was any connection from Target versus where someone else would have gotten it. We don't know any of that with any precision. We just had some semi-tracking. Guess what? We're not tracking the coronavirus particles. So all along, we went from screw the symptoms. The bait and switch is on. The bait and switch of before, do you have a substantive, real, are you suffering from something? Or did it just enter your system? If it entered your system and your system obliterated it, it means it's not truly available for transfer because there's hardly anything there because your immune system has obliterated it and you don't have symptoms like coughing, so you don't spread it. But instead we go to Testing. No, the testing is what confirms it's positive. It's not about the reality in front of you. It's about the data that I'm telling you. Believe the matrix. But now, and it's your fault, and it's everybody's fault, and everybody's pitted against each other. But now, to make sure that we don't have very big numbers so that we can call a COVID vaccine 90%, we do not do PCR testing on our freaking subjects. Wait a second. In many places, people are being tested irregularly. Yet fucking Pfizer having a study on whether or not a vaccine is effective decides they don't, I don't know, PCR testing, that seems egregious. Oh, you know, they're hardly available. It's just so hard to get them. I'm going to repeat. Participants were tested only if they develop symptoms. That is a quote. Leaving unanswered whether vaccinated people could get infected but show no symptoms and unknowingly spread the virus. So the very thing they blamed you for, saying you, quote, had it, even though they magnified it 2 to the 5 and 2 to the 7th, past where even Demon Fearchy says it's dead nucleotides, and therefore, for all you know, you got a positive if you felt good just because they increased it too much. Kind of like looking at a blurry picture and magnifying it too much because there's not enough resolution, and you think you see, you know, structures on the moon, and it's really just the pixelization. That's what happens when you multiply too much. That's what happened with the PCR testing, which nonetheless we found valid all the way up to 40 and 42, 2 to the 5 and 2 to the 7th more than the last cycle that any science says actually means there's live culture in the sample. And so that's the basis for what is truly a COVID case. For a year, that was the basis. Well, I guess at that point it was, you know, 8 months, but it was certainly drilled. And look, if the states have spikes, the states don't have spikes. The states with masks have spikes, and so on and so forth. And it's because of the case numbers, not the ones with symptoms, the case numbers. If it was a COVID positive test, then we could assign that death to COVID, whether or not they died of a heart attack or what. The whole idea of did they die with or because of COVID. Yet here, the entirety of the bait and switch to merely cases, and you can, quote, have a disease even though you don't have any symptoms, which means we all have a bunch of diseases if we just look to see if we have a little bit at a given time and then overly magnify it. That whole bait and switch disappears once the motive is, yeah, but we don't want many cases to show up. And that turns into a 90% effective argument. Guys, if you think that had anything to do with science, and also, where were the voices in November saying that? Did you hear them? No, it's rah, 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 sis, boom, bah. As I said over and over again on Chemology, the entire world is becoming an unpaid, and some of them paid, marketing arm for big pharma, which is bad. It's awful because those tend to be things that are at least partially paid for by the government. But it's worse when it's meaning mandates. I'm a libertarian. You cannot have a free world when you start mandating things. I don't care where it comes from. Somehow the left imagines that their skepticism of corporations should apparently go away if it's a corporation that, I don't know, is in line with the types of things they want government to do. It's still a big corporation. They still have marketing rooms. Okay? They have board rooms. Why do you drop your skepticism so easily when government's involved and they have more of a reason to be scamming us because they can make individuals' decisions from policymakers and decision makers in government mean they get hundreds of millions of patients. I don't understand how your cynicism can drop like that. I'm going to tell you again, the 90% effective, oh, this is very rarely done, cheerleading headline for Pfizer did not even use PCR testing to see whether the COVID-19 vaccinated people had it. It only counted if they had symptoms. If they had symptoms, then they confirmed it. But even then, it's like, how did they confirm it? You know, because remember, in the middle, you didn't even have to confirm it to call it a COVID case. You just say, listen, they've got a cough. We'll call it a COVID case. Not all of them require PCR testing. Guys, it's upside down. I don't know what to tell you. But anyway, that's the rant for today. I will check in with you next time. I'm Tyson Harley.